Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyonthweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Entertainment Man Podcast. I'm your host, Crispy Man. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the bonus episode of the podcast for this week. It is that time again. It's been 2 weeks since I've actually had a bonus episode of the podcast, and I want to, you know, actually were destroyed. That goes a long way back. That goes all the way back to the end of my elementary school days, where, you know, I was in elementary school still, in a couple towns from here. I was bossed every day to and from there to here, and this is all prior to the YouTube thing. This is before YouTube became a thing. I think YouTube didn't even exist back in the late 90s, the early 2000s. I don't think it even existed. But anyway, we're on our way to school one day, and one of my classmates kind of, you know, had a moment, and we had to stop so they can calm down and all that. But and we were asked to go outside the bus, and the next thing you know, my stories are being torn to shreds, and I was not happy whatsoever. I was not happy at all. You know, I was not happy. It was destroyed. I don't know what I did to them, but I was pissed. I was really, really pissed off that they were actually destroyed and gone, and, you know, no longer existing. I had to redo all three stories. Sorry, I had to redo both stories. I had to retie them up. You know, I had to restart them from scratch. I'm like, no, this cannot be happening. This is crap that's happening. And, you know, like, even my teacher, she had to try to calm me down. And actually, I was even threatening to just go home for the day, because I just did not want to be there with them for obvious reasons. I did not want to be there. I didn't want to be in the same classroom as them. And, you know, it's understandable. I didn't want to be there. And, you know, like, that is my choice. But then I wouldn't have not gotten an education, and that would have been pretty bad when that happened. But, you know, that was a really dreadful day. And, you know, I managed to rewrite them all. I rewrote them, and it won an award. It actually did win an award. I think it was the second or third, second or third book. I think it was the third book, or it might have been the second book. I don't remember, but it might have been the final book, but I was writing for a writing contest in the school, and I won an award, and I still have that award. It's still remotely sitting on the top of my shelf, gathering dust right now, but, you know, by golly, I wish I still had a copy of it, you know. And this teaches me now, you know, to keep everything intact, keep it on a USB key at all times, you know, always have a backup copy of your content or your whatever you're writing, and so you actually have it, you know, backed up in case someone wants to go and destroy it maliciously. And you don't know how bad I was, how mad I was. And I think that was after the fact, with the Highlight Zone musical I was involved with. I was on was part of the Highlight Zone musical in the school too as well. I think that happened later, or after that happened. It was either before or after. No, I think it was after. Same kind of issue happened during the musical as well. But, you know, we all have our own problems. We're in the behavior intervention class, or the big class, so to speak. That's what we call it, the big. That's what I always called it, the big class. Always did. I always called it the big class. Whether it was in high school or I was in elementary school, that's what I called it. I called it that. And, you know, it was kind of my short form. I kind of, it was kind of like a short form way of me saying that. But I really, really worked hard on those stories. I really enjoyed writing them, and I don't wish I had a copy of it. I don't know how it went. I would love to rewrite it. I would love to, you know, have a copy of what I wrote. Would be really cool to have a copy of it now. that would be really awesome to actually have, because I think it was actually in a binding too, or was it? It was either in the binding or it was in a folder. That could have been the other way, but either way, you know, I really wish I had it still, because you know I worked so hard on that, and you know it gets destroyed, and you know nothing you can do. You know, you can't change the past. You only can change the future of that. But you know, things happen, and you just gotta move on. And you know, I'm always gonna remember. And funny thing is, I actually could remember some of the names of the photocopier that had its own life. That was the first one I wrote a long time ago. And then the photocopier returns and strikes again. And then there was I forget what the finale book was, or the short story I wrote. I forget what it was called. I totally forget about it, but I forget what it was called. I would have to contact my old teacher, because I do have contact with my old teacher. I can contact him and ask him, you know. I'm just curious, but you know, that's a long time ago since I did that. Since that happened, it was, well, I would say probably about 20 years ago that happened. So you know, that the story, it still haunts me to this day. You know, sometimes, some nights, I like once in a while I'll have that dream about it being ripped up again. You know, like it's still a nightmare to me. Well, not a nightmare, but it still, you know, haunts me to this day what happened to it. But again, you cannot change the past. You only can change the present, and that's what really matters in the end. But you guys probably never knew that. That's the one thing you guys did not ever know about me, was I actually had a book called The Photocopier that had its own life. And you know, it's not copyrighted. I don't even have access to it. I'm thinking about rewriting it. I would like to actually rewrite it, and actually send it to my teacher and say, hey, this is, I rewrote the original books I did in elementary school. That'd be kind of cool. So maybe that's a project I can do when I'm done with working on the collab a little bit, and you know, working on Entertainment Man in between, and doing the bonus, and then the regular, and then you know, or doing the between the weeks, because I'm gonna probably, by February, things are gonna start calming down a lot more for me. So maybe this is something I can actually sit down and rewrite these books, and you know, it's just gonna be a short story. That's all it's gonna be. It's not gonna be a very long story. A couple chapters long, probably. Maybe about 10 or 12 chapters or something like that. But I want to definitely get back, maybe rewrite it, maybe make it even better than it was before. To be honest, I don't know. Don't remember what it was all about. I don't remember exactly the context of the book. I don't know a lot about it. I should actually have remembered how it went. But you know, I could self-publish the book. You know, I could do it, and I might do it. I might just do it. I'm thinking about it. I'm actually thinking about, you know, publishing these books and just self-publishing it. And yeah, either way, that is my episode for today. Thank you guys so much for listening into the podcast. If you are new to the podcast, please do subscribe to the audio only feed. Also, you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Crispy on the Web. And I will see you guys back here on Sunday for another episode of Entertainment Podcast, the regular episode of the week. Till then, have a good one. I'll talk to you guys on Sunday. Bye for now.